After the Eddington by-election, what way forward for the trade unionist and socialist coalition? What we think the message from Erdington, the Birmingham Erdington by-election, showed, with a pitiful turnout of just 27%, that the task of building a new vehicle for working-class political representation following the defeat of Corbynism within the Labour Party will not be an easy or straightforward one. The Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition, TUSC, whose candidate in Erdington was the Socialist Party member and former militant Labour Coventry MP Dave Nellist, took third place on the 3rd of March. The actual vote was undeniably modest, 360, 2.1%, and well behind Labour and the Tories. But it put TUSC ahead of the Liberal Democrats, the Green Party, the Brexit Party, now renamed as Reform UK, and six other contenders. Under a heading playing on the weather conditions during the rushed-through campaign, Labour survives four storms and a local earthquake, but there's a little tremor from the left. The Sky News chief political correspondent, John Craig, wrote that TUSC's third place showing was still a performance that will cheer up all veteran left-wing comrades and Starmer critics. But the most important takeaway from this by-election, held against the backdrop of a two-year global pandemic and a war in Ukraine, and as the revival of Blairism in key Starmer's Labour makes the different faces of the capitalist political establishment essentially indistinguishable, is the evidence that Erdington provides of the profound alienation and angry disengagement from politics abroad. Layers of the working class, in Birmingham and nationally. And that TUSC, despite being well received amongst the small segment of the population it was able to reach in its campaign, did not have the authority or weight at this stage to become a mass outlet for the underlying rage. Alienation out of the 62,996 registered electors in Erdington, and there were thousands not registered after the changes made by the 2010-15 Condem coalition government, just 17,016 people voted. The 27% turnout was the 10th lowest in a by-election since 1945, not counting the South and West and 2016 Badley and Spen polls, which were effectively uncontested after the assassinations of the sitting MPs. Labour's highest vote in Erdington since 1997 was the 21,571 it polled in 2017, as part of the national Corbyn wave in that election in response to the anti-austerity message symbolized in his leadership. This time, with Starmer determined to distance himself from Corbynism and its radical reformist policies at all costs, Labour polled 9,413 votes, down 8,307 even on its 2019 general election score, but still enough to defeat the Tories, who also lost almost 8,000 votes. Reform, who had come third in Erdington in 2019 on the back of the Brexit Party winning the national vote in the European Parliament elections that year, lost over 1,000 votes, finishing behind TUSC. The Liberal Democrats, just 7 years ago a party of government, and still with councillors in a ward that neighboured Erdington, were even further behind. And yet the BBC excluded TUSC from its pre-election hustings radio show, defending what it admitted was its editorial discretion to include TUSC or not, on, of course, purely objective grounds. Once again, TUSC can say that it polled better than the share of establishment media coverage it received. An unfilled vacuum the capitalists' political representatives really do have a weak social base to lean on. But they will need to lean on it heavily in order to impose the massive post-COVID austerity attacks they are planning on workers' living standards and public services in the period ahead. None of the capitalist parties any longer have deep social roots. This will be a problem they face, not just in Erdington, but in every corner of Britain too. But it is also true that alienation and disgust expressed through electoral abstentionism will not solve the problems that the working class faces. Indeed, aside from the exceptional circumstances of an organized mass boycott of politics in favor of an alternative power, it is actually also a form of individual acquiescence to what those up there seek to impose, not a collective response. The working class needs its own party to bring together its different discontents and concerns, and above all, its different struggles, to point a way forward and develop an encompassing governmental alternative. without organization, in unions but also in a mass workers' party, we can only face up to all the consequences of the capitalist control of society as individuals, not as a class. Helping to build a new workers' party is, the Socialist Party believes, the key task that the USC must continue to pursue, and the key message from Erdington. The third place one was an important step, and needs to be followed up with a drive for candidates to stand in the mayor local elections and a renewed campaign in the trade unions. But it won't settle the debate on how to fill the gaping vacuum that exists, and the Socialist Party will continue to patiently argue for the steps the workers' movement needs to take to find its political voice.